Hey, podcast listeners, I'm Dave Guerin. This is the Walking Leader podcast, but it's not. It's not the regular episode. It's not the one you normally hear. I've been doing some stuff on Facebook every evening, Monday through Friday at 6:45 Central, 7:45 Eastern. I've been going live, and I've been picking a topic, and and I've been doing that for several episodes now. I mean, it's several. Anyway, decided to move that content onto here, onto the podcast. So it's not replacing the podcast, it's just kind of augmenting the actual podcast. So what you're going to hear is today, June 18, 2019, and you're going to hear today's audio from today's live stream. So enjoy. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you soon. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Dave here, and welcome to Let's Have a Chat, the Tuesday edition, and it's the 18th, and it's my brother's birthday, so happy birthday, brother. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, hope you're having fun. Enjoy it. We'll talk to you soon. Happy birthday. And Paul McCartney, too. It happens to be Paul McCartney's birthday also, so happy birthday there as well. Alrighty, so welcome. I'm Dave. This is Let's Have a Chat. Let's have a chat about what's in the news. And like I said, it's birthdays, but it's also shadows. Day of the Shadows. No, read this interesting article today, and it was all about doing more with less. That was kind of the premise behind that article, doing more with less. And it talked about the healthcare industry and how socialized medicine and Medicare revamping and all of that, and it's just going to be worse than what it already is. Some people were talking, they were in the article, they were being interviewed, and they were complaining about, a nurse was complaining, and rightfully so, that there were not enough pulse ox units. And pulse ox units, they go on the end of your finger. You've probably seen them in those TV movies or TV shows or soap operas or whatever you call them. They put them on there and they measure how much oxygen's in your blood. And, you know, those are good. You know, you want to have like 100%. You know, you want to have a lot of oxygen in your blood. You don't want to be down low. Otherwise, you got problems. So that being said, here's what's going on. So that person just complained, you know, that there was like two or three per floor in the hospital, in the teaching hospital that she worked at there at UPMC, University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, or University of Pennsylvania Medical Center, one of the two, UPMC, so whatever it happens to be. But it's not enough. It is not enough, especially in a trauma, mass trauma situation. It will definitely not be enough. Two or three per floor, let's say six floors, that's what, 18? That's not even going to cover the first wave of ambulances, let alone any follow-on. So what does that say? Well, again, they're talking about money, the lack of funding, and how organizations want profits over taking care of people. And again, you know, I know that I'd want to be taken care of if something was to happen to me and I got to go to the emergency room, but I'm sorry, we can't do surgery because we only open surgeries on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and that's company policy, not hospital policy. So again, leadership in this is lacking, or it's misguided, or it's misrouted, but yet those at the top want to call themselves leaders. And it's like, you know, they're more like managers. But that's my opinion. My opinion. It's my opinion. Okay. Now, but what I'm getting at here is, folks, and it doesn't matter. Sometimes you have to give in a little bit more to get a lot back. So as leaders, and I'm not talking about managers, managers is a whole different ballgame. I'm talking about leaders, those in leadership positions, those in positions of power that can make things happen and execute things. The article mentioned these pulse ox machines are like $20. So they can go as low as $20 and obviously go high as a couple hundred bucks. Again, something is better than nothing. So maybe looking at things from a different angle, thinking outside that box, looking beyond the bottom line, looking at what your organization can do right here, right now, to make things better later on for itself and ultimately its stakeholders. And its stakeholders, not stockholders, stakeholders. And ultimately those stakeholders become stockholders, because if you're, well, you win them over one way, they're going to want to invest. Either they'll become donors or they'll become stockholders or something, but you want them, they're going to want to reinvest, especially given that, hey, that's such a very personal situation, a medical situation, that, hey, treat them right, they're going to treat you right, and that's just how it is. Now, in any other business situation, obviously that's the case, is that you take care of your customers, they're going to take care of you. Your stakeholders are the ones you want to take care of.
Those are the ones you want to be your VIP. You don't want anybody else to be your VIP. You want those that you're taking, the ones that are bringing in the money, whether it's just to come in and get their blood pressure read and everything's fine and they go home, or is it somebody full-blown craniotomy, everything's got to happen, 2 weeks of surgery, of not surgery, 2 weeks of testing and everything before that surgery. Either way, you know, they, and I'm talking about the stakeholders, can either make you or break you. So something to think about. Excuse me. Business leaders, the same thing applies there. Your customers will make you or break you. You've got a great product, but you're overpricing, they're going to break you. They're not going to buy. You've got a great product and you underprice, you're going to get sold out and you're not going to be able to make a profit because you underpriced. So now you're just spending your time catching up. Either way, you take care of your customers. You find that good middle ground. You find what's going to work, and then you work it and work it and work it and continue to work it. But don't try to pull the wool over their eyes. Don't try to embarrass them. Don't try to insult their intelligence, because again, they're on to you. And just as quickly as I'm making this video, imagine a video of a very dissatisfied customer, what they could do, what they could do to your whole industry, what they can do to your organization. And yeah, I'm not just talking about at that level. I'm talking at the macro level, the full picture. So again, watch what's going on. Watch what's going on. And especially those of you in the medical field that are also in the mental health field, because right now that's where the focus is going. That's where the attention is going. And if you're not ready for that, if you're not ready to see and you're not ready to deal and you're just going to give minimal care, you're just like, here you go, here's some pills, move along, and not work with them and not try to solve their problems and not try to make them better or not try to make themselves feel better, then guess what? You're going to end up on the losing end of this, because again, somebody's mental health, that is at the core of who they are. That's at the core of their being. And if you're not prepared to take care of them, well, be prepared for the fallout. Businesses, same thing. Look ahead. See what's going on. See what they need. Ask them what they need. They'll tell you. And they being your stakeholders, your customers, not your stockholders. All that your stockholders want to see is money. They want to see dollar signs in payments of dividends. That's what they want to see. Or they want to see an increased stock value so they can cash in. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's why they're called stockholders. But when you are making better, happy customers and well-informed customers and healthy customers, guess what? The bottom line increases, because people want to flock to that. They want to go to that. So do what you can. Definitely do what you can. And do it now. Don't wait until the annual report comes out. Should do something now, and then you can say, hey, look, at this point in the year, we turned things around and we started paying attention to our customers and our profits started growing exponentially. And isn't that what you want? So here we are. A little bit of business, a little bit of leadership, a lot of throwing stuff at you and seeing what you can do with it, because your stakeholders are worth it. Folks, my name is Dave Guerra, and this has been Let's Have a Chat Tuesday edition, and Tuesday is Leadership in the News. So listen, until tomorrow, have a great evening. I will talk to you soon.